direct from Las Vegas. It's blindbargains.com coverage of NFB 2019. Brought to you by the AT Guys. Online at atguys.com. Now, here's Joe Steinkamp.
Hey everyone, back on the floor in NFB Exhibit Hall, and I caught up with Damien, who looks, well, well-rested because he didn't have far to travel. Damien, you're one of the lucky ones. How you doing?
I am, and I count myself lucky. and still, even though I only flew from Oakland to Las Vegas, I still went to bed at 9 o'clock last night. So
Party City, aren't we?
Party City, yeah. You know, once you... The doctors tell you, start saying like, well, for, you know, someone of your age, you're in great shape. You know, you notice that, you know, you start going to bed earlier and, you know, the kids want to stay up later and later and you know, eat all the dessert they want. And we just want to
YouTube
take
TV,
a nap.
Yep, right on the old iPad. My mother swears that being able to ask her children if they've gotten their AARP cards is the sweetest revenge.
Oh, man. Well, you know, and I do have one. And I make good use of it. I figure just for the hotel discounts.
Alone, yeah.
You know, it was well worth the $12 or whatever I paid for it.
Absolutely. And you can read about a bunch of that information if you already have an AARP card on your new Polaris.
I can, in fact. And what I really like is I have my AARP folder on my Google Drive, and now by simply opening File Manager, scrolling to Google Drive and hitting enter, it's all available to me right there in many fewer steps than it used to be.
So that's one of the new things that have come along with the new firmware that was just released?
Yeah, we just released some firmware, so it's available online or, you know, at the website. And those were a couple of the things that were there. The tight Google Drive integration. We've added the Google Search app, which was kind of a popular demand from the U2 days, that lets you just open a search box, enter your search term, hit enter, and you're in your list of results. So it kind of strips out the banner ads and the scrolling and the navigating, just kind of a simplified process. So we're really, you know, looking at enhancing all of the quote unquote note taker features. And, you know, that's truly why people buy a Polaris. Is it Google certified? Yes, it is. But is the reason to buy a Polaris because of the Play Store? Probably not, because if that's truly what you want, there are a lot more affordable ways to do that. So, you know, we are, I think, you know, really getting this to where we've wanted it to be with the ease of use and the comfort of a expected by note taker users.
Right. And if you really wanted that integration, you could actually connect with an Android phone or iPhone with your Excel.
Terminal screen reader mode and
right.
So forth. Yeah. So,
or your Kubrel Excel.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, and that's interesting. And, you know, we've got the Kubrel and the Polaris kind of right next to each other, and people are saying, well, you know, does this have standalone functionality? What's this? How do these compare? And it is a little confusing because there is a lot of overlap. And so we really look at, you know, what is your primary device? What's your go-to device? And if, you know, you're talking about your computers and your phones, and, you know, that's where you're spending most of your time and you want Braille access, something like Kubrel that allows you to connect to 6 Bluetooth devices and 1 USB and switch on the fly is probably a good way to go. Now, Kubrel, combination of QWERTY and Braille, you know, that what's in a name, it does have standalone functionality. It really combines the Braille Edge and the Smart Beetle, kind of packages those up in, you know, into one device. So you can write a note, save a document, read a DAISY book, open a PDF. You can do all that in standalone, but you're not going to be able to do your email and all of those, you know, play media files in standalone mode. So, you know, again, we really have to walk people through what do you want to do with your technology, and if we can find that a KubeRail or a Polaris is going to make that easier or a more pleasant experience, that's what kind of helps us guide people to, you know, what might be, you know, a good decision for them.
Yeah, that's informed choice and putting someone in a device that's more tailored to their needs.
Yeah, and, you know, that's, I mean, I like that you mentioned choice, because that's really what we're about these days, and it's what certainly, you know, we appreciate that, you know, that we're still here, we're an option for people, but, you know, there is no one-size-fits-all product, you know, and as many of the listeners may know, HEMS is the North American distributor for the HandyTech line of products, and they have unique features like an Actolino or an Active Braille has the active tactile control that I describe as Braille that follows your fingers. So unlike auto scroll, where you kind of try to approximate your reading speed and then you're keeping up with your Braille display, each pin on the Actolino or the Active Braille has a sensor and literally knows where your fingers are, how much pressure you're putting down. When you get to the end of the line, it automatically refreshes. If you go back and are doing a double take, you know, maybe scrubbing a character, the device knows that. And all that information is saved in a reading log that somebody can open up and review. So for teachers that maybe only meet with a student every week or two and they're trying to track reading goals for an IEP, they can open up that log and see, oh, you know, my student always goes back and double takes every time they see like an ER sign. So, you know, something like that, it gives a lot of useful information. So it, you know, we really, instead of trying to produce one product that tries to meet everybody's needs and we try to fit the customer into our box, we really try to come up with tools that respond to what people are wanting to do or trying to do. And so it's, you know, if you're shopping technology, a conference like this is great, and certainly make your way around all the booths, but we hope that people who are shopping Braille will, you know, be able to stop at the HIMS booth and see a variety of unique features.
Or check out your HIMS dealers. Where can people find out more information about our products?
So, I mean, we do have HIMS dealers in many states, not all states, but you can check us out at www.hims-inc.com, and certainly can reach us by phone, toll free 888-520-4467, and our sales staff can let you know if there is a local HIMS dealer in your area.
If not, plan a trip during South by Southwest and come by and see the Austin office. I've been there several times. It's
big
warehouse.
Hey, and I'm just buying a townhouse in Austin, and I'm thinking, you know, maybe I will do a Airbnb. So if people need a place to stay when you're at South by Southwest, you know, give me a call and maybe I'll be able to hook you up.
There you go. Damien opening up a partnership in order to see product and have somewhere to stay. I like this.
Hey,
this is new in
go.
The industry.
Hey.
Right? You're always thinking, being innovative, my friend. Hey, it was good to catch you while you still had a voice at the beginning of the conference. Thank you for your time, man.
Thanks for coming by, Joe.
Absolutely. For Blind Bargains, this is Joe Steinkamp. Be sure to stay tuned for more coverage as we go.
Exclusive audio coverage. Visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys. Online at atguys.com. This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content.
This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2019.